Strategy. Written by Joas Bishmioga. Read by Opalsong. Part of the Best Defense series. Takes place during A Good Offense, Chapter 5. Black and white, the pieces wandered about the board, complex patterns of move and countermove, black against white against black. Each moved in its own way, unique, limited by the rules. He wasn't playing against an opponent, just trying to think. It was easier somehow in a game. In Quidditch and in chess and even the relative mindlessness of Exploding Snap. Move and countermove, pattern and opponent. Win and loss, and always, always, the rules clear. He thought he'd known the advantages and pitfalls of core magic. Instinct reacted, reflexive, triggered by surprise and distraction, thus giving you white's first move. Overuse exhausted, and could kill, like losing all your pieces and leaving your king defenseless. Check and mate. But side effects. The sneak attack, distraction from other parts of the board, the gap in lines of defense. What were they? Kurama had told him too. Yusuke's and Kuwabara's. Nothing to strive against, nothing to protect. Pieces glided across the board, patterns of aimlessness, patterns of the burrow. Nothing to fight, nothing to protect. They'd just waste away without, consumed by their own power. Except that it couldn't be used against them. Why? If this were a game, and they were the opponent, and these were pieces, how would he use it to attack? Poverty? Strip every last cent from his name? But no, that meant no protection and plenty to fight. So, the opposite. A black piece rose on the board. Harry, fame and fortune. But he had Voldemort, the Death Eaters, Rita Skeeter, Fudge, public opinion. The piece transmuted to Yusuke, the same. Riches meant still something to fight. Maybe Kuwabara, nothing to protect. The piece shifted to Kuwabara. The guard pawns became Yukina, Keiko, a pretty 20-something Japanese girl, a cat, a faceless child shape, then vanished from the board. The Kuwabara piece flailed in horror, a tiny sliver of a stone sword forming in its hand. But then it rallied and took a defensive stance on its square. Protect the very dirt under his feet with his last breath if he had to. Gryffindor to the end. Couldn't be used against them, really. But what made this their weakness, their side effect? How could Ron figure out his own from this? The black pieces vanished. A white piece forming in Ron's own shape. I am a chess mage. I run the game. My defense. My defense. More white pieces formed, shuddering blobs unable to take shape. Where is the opening? What could it be? What could it be? When an extremely annoyed Ginny was sent to fetch him for dinner, she found him blank-eyed and catatonic at his chessboard. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!